But as I promised, we're joined right now by a defensive tackle with the LA Rams. He's coming off a huge game in that win over Indy. 6 tackles and a sack. For the season, 8 tackles and a sack. He was an academic all-Big Tenner for 3 straight years. He was a Big Ten Sportsmanship Award winner. He was the 195th pick in 2018 out of Rutgers. He is the host of Dine in Bash. Rams 2-0. And obviously, they've got a big one Sunday at home against the defending world champs. Sebastian Joseph Day is my guest. Sebastian, great to have you on. How are you?
Oh, it's great to be on. How are you doing today?
Good, dude. I'm great. In fact, I want to rephrase the question. You're 2-0. The defending Super Bowl champs are coming to your house Sunday. So how is your entire life right about now?
Everything's great. You know, blessed. Blessed to be alive. Blessed to be playing this beautiful game. Everyone's doing well, man. We're just, you know, preparing each day, trying to get better each day and, you know, take it one day at a time, not looking too far ahead, not looking in the past either, you know?
I think that's a great process right there. I love that. One day at a time, let's look ahead, let's not look in the past, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I like it. All right, so I want to talk about Sunday's matchup in a moment, but if you could, can you take me back to the win in Indy? A little under 11 minutes to go in the third quarter, you came flying in on third down, you sacked Carson Wentz. What did you see on that particular play, and how good did it feel to get home?
There was a certain rush call that my coach called, and, I just executed it. The center just, you know, he kind of deep set it on me, and then he tried to sit down on me. So I kind of just used his leverage against him with a move called a power pop. Kept a tight swim, dipped, and just got home. But obviously, you know, it wasn't just all me that I play there. You know, my other fellow rushmen, Aaron, Floyd, and Collins did a great job as well rushing to help me get that sack. So, you know, I feel like rushing. I feel like, rushing the quarterback is honestly the biggest, like, team thing you have to accomplish, you know, team thing you have to do because, you know, especially in this league, quarterbacks nowadays are very mobile, especially like a quarterback like Wentz. So, yeah.
Sebastian Joseph Day joining us. They're mobile and they get it out quickly, and you can't do it by yourself. I get that. You know, like Sunday's win, that may not have been a perfect game, but at the same time, what's it say that you can go out on the road in a really hostile environment, grind through the game when you're not playing perfect, and still find a way to get it done?
Yeah, no, for sure. And that just speaks on the resilience of my teammates, just being able to get it done no matter what the circumstances were. But no matter what the cards were dealt. And, I think we just stayed real present, you know, no matter what the situation was, even when it was close, very closer than we wanted to be at times. I just think we just had that next play mentality and we just continued just to, you know, be positive with each other and just take it one play at a time, and it worked out.
My man, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that you spent a little bit of time working on mindset, working on having the right approach to things. Like, one of the things people talk about you around the team is that you've increased your versatility ever since you've arrived, and they talk about all the work and all the studying that you've done. I'm kind of curious, like, who have you studied, and how is that knowledge showing up for you in games?
I'd probably just say over my period of time, I've just been blessed with a lot of, like, great players around me. You know, like my first year when we went to the Super Bowl, I was blessed with Sue. And then I was around Sue, Aaron, and Michael Brockers, right? All first-round picks. Easily first-round pick. Flower, first-round pick. Then my second year, still being around Aaron and Brockers, you know. And just the way they handle their business, they're true professionals, the way they go about their work each and every day. Just being able to, you know, learn about how to become like a pro's pro in this league. And besides that, honestly, it's just, you know, my want to just to work hard and just want to be the best player I could be, you know, the best version of myself, you know. It's always kind of been my mindset since I've played football, just try to be the best version of myself and whatever it may take, you know. That's all I'm willing to do. And I'm just blessed enough to be around such great company, you know, such great greatness around me with, like I said, having Sue to learn from, having Aaron to learn from, having Brockers to learn from. and just not taking it for granted, you know? I'm just blessed to be in this opportunity, and I just don't take it for granted.
Yeah, dude, I believe you. I mean, this is sincere. This is legit. I hear what you're saying. Sebastian Joseph Day joining us. I mean, I don't know what else can be said about Aaron Donald that has not already been said about Aaron Donald, but you're with him. Like, you live with the guy, you work with the guy. He's taking you under his wing. Like, how would you explain what makes this guy such an outlier and so unique and so great?
I think what makes Aaron so unique and so different besides everyone else is that he's quick enough that he moves like a D end, right? Like outside linebacker, but he's strong enough to be a D tackle. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So even in situations that, you know, most D tackles would be in trouble, you know, he's able to just get himself out of it because he's so athletic and so mobile, which is very uncommon for, you know, obviously defensive tackles. So, you know, he's gifted, man. He's gifted.
A little bit of leverage too. That might help, right?
That's what I'm saying. So like, yeah, I say so. He's mobile like that. Then he's short. So then he's shorter than the typical NFL D tackle. So like, then guys can't get under him. So he combined his athleticism with his quickness and agility of an outside linebacker, and then he has the strength of a D tackle. So it's like, honestly, it's like if God honestly made a D tackle, it's like, here you go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So, and by the way, does that dude ever get tired?
Huh?
Does that dude ever get tired?
No, not at all. Rarely.
Seriously. Sebastian Joseph Day is joining us. I'm glad you laid that out like that. You know, like, I want to ask you about one thing really quickly. Dine and Bash is back for season two. For those who do not know, what is Dine and Bash, and how did that start?
Oh, Dine and Bash is a digital series found on YouTube. It is to highlight small business and restaurant owners around the L.A. area. You know, Dine and Bash came from obviously my Haitian background, the love of food, and how food was always a huge part of family and stuff like that, and how it brought people together. And also, you know, during the pandemic crisis, I just wanted to highlight the small business owners that obviously, you know, probably were going through a tough time during COVID when it first came out. So, it's just about just spreading positivity and showing and highlighting these awesome business owners.
I love that, especially at this time when they need it most. You know, really quickly, before you go, you talked about how quarterbacks in this league now, it's a challenge every single week. Guys are mobile, guys get it out. From talking to defensive linemen over the years and their approach when it comes to Tom Brady, you want to get pressure in his face, but how would you describe your role when it comes to facing him? What kind of an impact are you looking to have on him and the entire Bucs offense this Sunday?
Honestly, I try not to look too far ahead. I'm just going to do my job, and you know, whatever God presents me with, I'm going to just try to make the most of the opportunity, you know? And that's honestly the way I look at it. I feel like when you start looking too far ahead in this stuff, and that's when, you know, you miss ops and you start, you know, doing things that are uncharacteristic of yourself. So I'm just trying to, you know, just follow the game plan and just do what I got to do.
Sebastian, really quickly, I think that listeners, they hear this and it just sounds like something else that a football player would say. And even if I were younger, and I think about these things, I'm a lot older than you now, but I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but man, there really is something to be said for being where your feet are, right? And only looking at the thing right in front of you. Why is that so important?
Yeah, it's very important, especially in this league, because, you know, this league's all about, you know, honestly, this league's all about what can you do for me now? You know, that's the way this league's kind of designed on what can you do for me now. At the end of the day, it's all about being present and just the now and taking it one day at a time and one second at a time, just focusing on that one rep at a time just to improve your technique, improve your play, you know, improve your study so you know the playbook better, improve your communication within your teammates. So I feel like when you're able to take it down to the minute details, then it carries over to the game, and then the bigger picture kind of gets put together, the bigger puzzle gets put together, you know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, I guess a lot of people do hear those stereotypical answers when you talk to football players, but in our actuality, it really is all about the little minute things, details that will eventually come together and make success happen on the field.
Yeah, but I'm gonna ask you something. I'm gonna tie this whole thing up right now because of that. I set that up to get to this. You were a sixth round pick All right. Yes. So to be where you are right now, starting every single week, coming up with enormous plays on a Super Bowl contender, how much of what you just told me and what you're talking about has to do with where you started and where you are right now in that approach?
Oh, yeah. And that approach, honestly, has gotten me where I am right now. And, you know, I'm still not where I want to be at all. You know, I'm nowhere near where I want to be right still. That's just the approach I have, man. It's that, you know, you just got to remain humble and just stay planted where your feet are and just work hard and just take it one moment at a time, man. And it really has paid dividends for me. But like I said, I'm not where I want to be yet. I'm blessed, though. I'm blessed to be in this position. I'm blessed to be on this team. I'm blessed to be where I am right now. But obviously, you know, there's still a lot more to be done. So, yeah.
Gratitude, dude. And you're stacking days. And the Rams are 2-0. I get it, man. I see you working. Sebastian Joseph Day, my guest. Listen, appreciate the visit very much. Sebastian, have a great weekend. Great to talk to you. And let's do it again, man. I appreciate that positivity.
Hey, great to talk to you as well, my man. God bless and have a good one, all right?
You too, dude. Sincerely, truly. I appreciate the positivity. I love that positivity. I'm telling you, man, these young guys, they know. The guys who get it. And more guys get it. That's 195th pick. 195th pick in 2018 out of Rutgers. And he's got a really good process and a really good approach and a really good mindset and a lot of gratitude and a lot of appreciation and a lot of good stuff around him. He just gets it. All right.